hurry. I can't seem to find my purse. I must have 10 of them.
Can you just ring mine first, please?
There's someone ahead of you, sir.
I usually keep my change in my little change bear, but...
That's almost interesting. How much is hers?
$5.26.
Just add it on, please.
Hold on. If it's not in this one, it'll be in another one.
That'll be $9.65.
Thank you very much.
How sweet! You didn't have to do that for me.
I didn't do it for you. Check some bags next time.
Sure.
How can I help you, Governor?
Some dirtbag. Dirtbag from the Attorney General's office. Has dared to mention the word jail.
Somebody call the whamulance.
What did you say?
Governor, do you know what the number one killer of politicians under the age of 60 is?
No.
Self-pity. Now, Governor, I'll be more than happy to help you out of this mess that you so willingly seem to have stepped into. But you'll have to do something.
What's that?
Stop crying.
Try.
No, I mean right now. You're giving me a headache.
Anything more to drink?
Do y'all have any single malt scotch?
Sure do.
So, what do you do for a living? You want to tell me about it? Yeah, comfort of strangers and all that?
No.
Must be something on the internet. Or finance. Genetic engineering, maybe? Huh?
I'm an image consultant. Okay.
Okay. So you sort of troubleshoot for folks, you know, give them makeovers when they need revamping, right?
Right.
Hey, look. I'm flying to L.A. to start an anchor job in the local news. And I do not think that it's an accident that I'm sitting next to you.
I see. So the cosmic purpose of our meeting is for me to give you free advice. What do I get out of it?
We don't know yet. But I'll owe you.
Do it, will you shut up?
Quiet as the dead.
Your hair is too big, your brows are too dark, your nails are too long, and your foundation's too orange. Your perfume's too sweet. It's the news, honey, not the prom. I like your eyes.
Thank you.
Bluer. Try the tinted contacts, but only when you're anchoring or in L.A. When you're on assignment, take them out.
What about my accent? I'm always being warned to stop saying y'all.
Don't ever stop saying y'all. Your y'all is your trademark. Say y'all and you'll be promoted in 6 months. Say y'all with a smile and you'll be famous in 12.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, will you please shut up?
Hello, Your Honor, how are you? Good, thank you. I'm fine, not exactly alone. Your Honor, was this mannequin inflatable? You know if the press died one bullet. Listen, this is all gonna blow over. Hey! Did you see the...
Cream pies are on their way over to the stadium. Bob Riley expects you in the owner's box at 3. Amy will meet you there. And why are you wearing the yellow tie?
Janet, how could you know I'm wearing my yellow tie? You can't even see me.
I can hear the stress in your voice. And whenever you're stressed, you wear the yellow tie, which makes you feel all powerful. So you're probably going to yell at me, which I'm not in the mood for, so don't. Nice tie.
I am not stressed. There is nothing wrong with me. I just didn't get enough sleep last night. Can I have today's work, please?
Take your phone off. You're with a human now. I did the ones and twos. There's a 3, a 4. I flagged the 5 in your mail. There's an 8 on your desk to sign. And there's a 10 standing in your office.
Why did you let him in my office, Janet?
He threatened me with a machete. He's your father, Russ.
Wait 60 seconds and come in and tell me I'm late for something. I hate you.
Fight fair.
That's a nice photo. You, an Al De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, it's a nice photo of you and Robert De Niro.
Well, it would be, except that's Al Pacino.
Oh.
So, Dad, what can I do for you? Did you get the check I sent over this morning?
Yes, I did. But I didn't ask you for a check. I asked you to come over and help me lift a few things.
Well, time is money, Dad. And my time is worth a lot more than a mover's. So I'm afraid the check is going to have to do.
Look, your sister and her family coming over for dinner tomorrow night. You haven't seen your niece and nephew in a long time. You may want some of those things in the attic.
Like what, Dad? Some more of my childhood memorabilia?
You never know.
How many times in the last 20 years that you've lived in that house have I ever asked you for anything? Anything at all?
You're late for a very big meeting. Dozens of irate and highly important people are clamoring for you. There is pandemonium, I'm sure, somewhere. And you really must go. Right now.
Good luck with the move, Dad. No matter how it goes. Fred, to see how the market closed. Check the NASDAQ. Bye.
That's perfect. You look brilliant. Completely and utterly gorgeous. Don't look at me. Look out there.
Have we signed the new client?
We made a bet. I make him look handsome, I get a free hot dog.
You're going to starve.
Not a chance.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Just don't share it with Jerko.
No way.
Watch the cholesterol hot dog, boy. Let me have that for you.
Hey, I worked hard for that.
Maybe those hot dogs will kill you. Besides, we're about to have lobster and cream sauce.
I don't want lobster and cream sauce. I want hot dog and mustard sauce.
Please stop biting your nails, Amy.
Nails. I only bite one. Why do you care anyway?
I care because you work for me. When you bite your nails, you're advertising weakness.
Really? Advertising weakness with one little nail? What's this advertising?
Nice. Hey, Mike. Is he in? Waiting for you.
Wait a minute. Hello.
Hello.
I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Have you been?
Fine. Now can we go in?
No. This is the bit where you ask me.
We are very late. I don't have time to...
Come on. Give it a whirl.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Fine. We're really late.
Hey, the cavalry is here. Rush, Durritz to the rescue.
Here to save my sorry behind.
Guys, look after him.
Good luck. Hi, I'm Josh, Mr. Riley's assistant. If you need anything...
I do. I need you to go up into the bleachers and find me a dozen 8 to 12-year-old kids. 8 boys, 4 girls, 5 white, 4 Latino, 3 black. Have them back here in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I need to use your high 8 for this one.
So why is everybody busting my chops? And the way I see this thing, it's just a little misunderstanding.
Okay, Bob, let me see if I can explain to you how other people see this little thing. You see, to Joe baseball fan out there, you're the guy that promised you would give 5% of each ticket sold this season to establishing a baseball camp for inner-city kids. You're also the guy that gave pictures to the press of kids actually attending this camp, which in fact does not exist.
Yet. I was intending to get around to it, eventually. I am a very busy guy.
No, Bob, you're not a busy man. You see, what you are is a stupid man, a very stupid guy who only played Mr. Charitable because you wanted to suck up the city council so they'd build you a brand new baseball park. But guess what? Bye-bye ballpark. Hello, jail.
So what's your big plan?
How do you feel about chocolate cream pie?
Why? You're going to feed the kids cream pie? Get me out of this mess?
No. The kids are going to feed you cream pie and get you out of this mess.
Huh?
Bob, prepare to be pied.
More pie in the face. Bob, the press is going to eat this up. Amy, what do you think?
Amy?
You want to know what I think? I think there's something very creepy about all this.
Amy, I swear to you, I will make sure that the editing of this tape is handled tastefully, okay?
I'm sure you will.
No, I promise. We didn't do anything wrong today.
No.
We did the right thing by our client, Bob Riley.
I love him. Russ, today we shamelessly exploited innocent children just to help some crook with his cash flow problems.
I'm going to finish this last piece of yellow tape.
Russ, you should be concerned about this. You're turning 40 on Thursday.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. And what, and you're not at
home? Yes, we both are. When we can't go around anymore talking about what we're going to be like when we grow up. We are up.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Good. Toshiya. If you get called a jerk 4 times in the same day, does that make it true?
What, only 4? Did you get up late?
Excuse me. I'm asking Toshiya.
Just 4 times a pattern. It have to be 5 times to be a fact.
Thank you very much. You see, there is hope.
Jerk.
Thank you. Yo, Pedro. Make sure this gets in the trash.
You just did such a fantastic thing.
Me neither. I must really be stressed out. Probably still in there.
You are not going dumpster diving to look for that stinky fish encrusted tape.
You're right. I should go in there. Wearing a $2,000 suit. Come on, I'll give you a boost.
Come on. Distract yourself. Honor your instinct. Look at the moon. Look at it.
What? What?
Look. Isn't it lovely? It's big, it's beautiful, it's revolving around the Earth, proving once again that the universe did not revolve around you. It's worth a look, if you ask me. Are you looking?
I looked.
Look again.
Okay, Amy. Fooling around, all right? I looked. Can we go?
Come on, Grumpy.
Hey. You stop?
I stop.
I want to show you something. Tell me if you think this is cute. Oh, look at the moon. It's so
big and round, and when I look at it, I'm all perky and excited, and no one would ever know that I'm almost 30. Woo-hoo!
What do you think? Cute or just stupid?
You know, Russ? Just when I think I've seen the worst, that there's no possible way you could be more of a jerk. You outdo yourself. And then, just when I'm about to leave, you do something. Like tonight, when you threw that tape away. And I get the tiniest, briefest glimpse of the kid in you. That's when I decide to hang around for 5 more minutes. See what happens next.
Janet, I want you on the phone with the alarm company first thing in the morning, okay? There is no way anybody should ever get inside those gates. Ever. As a matter of fact, get them on the phone right now and you tell them that...
It's 3 a.m.
Janet, I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's supposed to be a 24-hour security service, okay? I want the sensitivity set on 10. I want electrocution. I want charred flesh. Do you understand?
Write it down, Janet.
Charred flesh.
Write it down.
It was probably just some neighborhood kid. I don't know why you're so upset.
I'm not upset, I'm just mad.
Okay.
Mad, not upset.
You know, maybe we should get a new security company, okay?
Uh-huh.
I want Rottweilers. I want big, scary Rottweilers. I want the guy who trains the Rottweilers to be afraid to come over here, okay? I want a moat with lava.
Moat with lava. Trolls with that? Evil ones?
No, Janet, no trolls.
Hello? Russ, it's Dad.
Hold on a second, Janet.
Honey, I'm so sorry.
I know I asked earlier, but... It'd be nice to have you here for dinner. I know Joanna and the kids love to see you. And, well, if your schedule opens up.
Janet.
I am going to bed.
Good idea. Me too.
I do not wish to talk to you or anyone else on this planet for the next 3 hours.
Guess what? Neither do I.
Goodbye. Dad, you are really getting weird. Thank you.
Good evening. A kid just ran in here a moment ago. And, any of you see anything? Can any of you see anything? Because this kid who, was just here, that he...
See you later.
Hey! Officer!
Good morning, Doctor. I'd like to get right to the point, if you don't mind. I've got a meeting in 10 minutes.
You're entitled to a 50-minute hour.
Thank you, but I only require a 5-minute hour, or however long it takes you to write a prescription.
I see. We should talk about this. Why don't you sit down?
No, thank you. I don't want to sit down. It all starts with sitting down. You sit down, and then, before you know it, 12 years has gone by, and you're still talking about the time you saw your mother naked in the shower.
You saw your mother naked in the shower.
No! I'm just saying I'm happy to stand, okay? Look, I don't want therapy. I don't need therapy.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I'm not like the other nutballs that roll through here, okay? I don't have a smoking problem. I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have a closet full of ladies' undergarments.
Sit down, Mr. Duritz, and tell me what the problem is.
No, you don't!
Mr. Duritz, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm trying to understand your issues.
Issue? Issue, singular, just one.
All right. What is it?
For the last few weeks, I have been seeing a guy in a plane.
Oh, I see.
Not that kind of seeing. I mean, I've been hallucinating a guy in a plane. And these delusions, or whatever it is you people call them, seem to be getting worse. Anyway, now I'm seeing a kid.
And you think this kid is a hallucination, too?
Yes.
Is he someone you knew from your past? From your childhood?
No. Not from my childhood. I've forgotten my childhood. My childhood is in the past where it belongs.
But it doesn't want to stay in the past, does it? Mr. Duritz, I notice your eye is twitching.
I don't have a tick.
I didn't say you had a tick.
It's not a tick. I have dry eyes. Why are you asking me about my dry eyes?
Why are you so upset?
Because I'm having hallucinations! And I'm asking you to make them go away with very powerful medication that I can pick up on my way to work. Please, ma'am.
Mr. Duritz, you will pick up your powerful medicine, and then you will go home and take the rest of the day off.
Yes, ma'am.
This is for a total of 4 pills. They will help to keep you calm until tomorrow at 4 o'clock, at which time I expect to see you back here in my office for an appointment, which you must promise to keep.
Yes, ma'am.
You're having these hallucinations for a reason.
Yes, ma'am.
And, Mr. Duritz, you need to figure out what that reason is.
Thank you.
The woman in question, if I understand it correctly, she was your Pilates instructor. Well...
Yeah, are you watching us?
Unfortunately,
no,
yes.
I mean, not beautiful like you are, honey.
Oh, that's good.
You're the most hot girl.
Why won't I just say what I told him to say?
He's an actor. He's improvising.
Well, give me his cell phone number.
They won't let him take his cell phone to the set.
Well, just get me any number, okay, Janet? Coast Guard, the police. Just get me a number before he spontaneously combusts.
Let me see if I can get the power taken out in Atlanta.
Okay, go. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Bye.
Oh,
I'll clean it up.
Don't move! Look! Look, this has just got to stop, okay? This is wrong. You can't just go around breaking into people's houses like this. It's against the law. I'm going to call the police now, all right? Tell them. Do I know you?
I don't know.
Why do you keep coming back here?
I came back to get my plane. And then I saw the popcorn.
Your plane?
My mom gave it to me for Christmas. How'd you get it?
That is my plane. My dad just dropped it off over here, okay? It was in his attic for a long time. I've had that plane for 30... years.
Then why does it have my name on it? Look, right here, Rusty.
Russell Morley Durance.
I hate that stupid name. How'd you know my name?
Mother's name is Gloria. Your father's name is Sam.
How do you know all that?
Your sister's name is Joanne.
But everybody calls her Josie. Are you who I think you are?
I don't know.
How did I get here?
I don't know.
Holy smokes. How old are you?
40. In a couple days.
That is old. I'm turning 8. In a couple days.
Eight. You're 8. I'm 8.
This is scary.
No. This is hilarious. Having her epileptic spells.
Aunt Fazzy!
Safety and sandwich. Safety and sandwich. Safety and sandwich. Get out! Okay, hallucination? Get out!
Am I having a nightmare?
No, you are not having a nightmare, you see. You do not exist. I'm having a nightmare, okay? In my nervous breakdown. This is my first nervous breakdown, so I'm not quite sure how they're supposed to go. But I'm pretty sure that I'm dreaming, you understand? Dreaming! 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 Okay?
I don't think you're dreaming, because you're talking and your eye is sort of twitching.
Hey! I don't have time to go crazy, okay? So if you want me to go crazy, you're going to have to get on the phone and call Janet, just like everybody else, and schedule an appointment!
Okay. Make contact with the outside world.
Hi, Janet. It's Russ. No, good. Nothing. Fine. No, I just came upstairs to return my calls. You want to hear something funny? I was downstairs, and now I'm upstairs.
Hey.
You see...
You dropped this.
Safety and sandwich. Safety and sandwich. Safety! Safety and sandwich. You are just a hallucination! One that is about to disappear! Prepare to disappear!
I'm sitting on the floor, taking a very powerful medication. Just waiting for it to kick in.
Prepare to disappear!
Disappeared? Very powerful medicine seems to be working.
I'm still here.
I'm not throwing your dismembered enemies into the dumpster. I've got my limits.
Do you remember when I had you sign those confidentiality papers at the office?
Yeah.
And do you remember me telling you that if you ever said anything to anyone about anything that happens in this company, that I would not only sue you, but I would bring you to financial ruin?
Snore.
You can see him?
Yes, I, can.
You can see a little boy standing there.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. This little boy is me at age 8. I want you to make him disappear.
He's you? At age 8, and you want me to make him disappear.
Please.
How was the therapist this morning?
Do it, Janet.
How am I supposed to make the kid disappear?
You are the assistant. Figure it out, okay?
You yelled at me. That is great. That helps. I feel I'm thinking more clearly. I feel I'm just more in touch with my magic assistant powers.
Alakazam, kazoo.
Boom.
Presto!
Hi.
Didn't work. I should have worn my magic bra and panties.
Get in the car. I'm really disappointed in you, Janet.
Oh, fired, I hope.
No. Forget about your bonus.
Oh, boo-hoo. What about my dental? My boss appears to have lost his mind. Sure you wouldn't rather see her with me?
I'll be okay.
What are you crying about anyway?
I just want to go home.
Well, I'm trying to get you home, okay?
Am I in trouble?
You're going to be in trouble if you wipe that snot on my catskin seat. Don't do it. Just try and remember where you live, okay?
You should know that.
Well, I don't know that. We moved 12 times.
We move 12 a dozen times?
Yes, a dozen is 12. We move 12 times.
What happens?
What happens? A big truck comes, they put all your stuff inside, and you move to another house. 12 times.
Look, there it is right there. Remember it now?
No.
Look, that's where we fell off the roof last year. That's the bush we fell into. That's where the really big possum crawled under the house. Remember?
Yeah, that was one of life's big events, when the possum crawled under the house. How could I forget?
You don't remember the possum? It was like this big, and it had really long teeth. He took our sneaker in his mouth and ran off with it. You've got to remember that.
Hey! I don't remember the possum, okay? I hardly remember living here at all.
But you do, and that's all that counts. Get out.
Wait. The house is different. Who are they? What am I gonna do?
What now?
Hey, will you knock off the waterworks, okay? You know what the number one killer of kids under the age of 8 is? Self-pity.
You're already pitiful enough.
Well, at least I don't do this.
Nice.
Chester! Here, boy. Come on, Chester. Chester! Here, boy. Come on, Chester. Chester! Come on, Chester! Chester! Here, boy. Come on, Chester! Chester!
Kid, will you stop that yelling?
Chester!
Hey! Now!
Where's Chester?
Who is Chester?
My dog. The dog I'm going to get when I grow up.
Oh.
The world's greatest dog. The one who rides in the back of my truck, plays frisbee, goes everywhere I go. Chester!
Bad news, kid. No dog here.
What do you mean?
I mean no dog. There's no dog here. I don't own a dog.
No dog? No dog? I grew up to be a guy with no dog?
That's right.
Why don't I have a dog?
Because I don't want a dog, okay? I can't take care of a dog. Travel all the time for work.
Travel for work? I grow up to fly jets, right? I knew it. I knew I would grow up to fly jets.
No.
No, I don't fly jets?
Not really, no.
What do I do then?
You're an image consultant.
What's that? What does a consultant do?
Consult.
But what do I do?
You don't do anything. You tell other people what to do. That's the fun of it. You boss people around. Like this. Stop talking.
Shouldn't there be a lady here somewhere?
What do you mean, a lady living here? No. I live alone.
I thought you said you were 40.
I said I was almost 40. So?
So, I'm 40, I'm not married, I don't fly jets, and I don't have a dog? I grow up to be a loser. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, John. Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, that's my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Na 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 na. Wow! Look at it, man! Jeez! Holy smokes! Holy Moses! Look at the moon! Wow!
Stop that yelling!
Holy Moses!
What are you doing up?
Look at
planet is huge.
What is with you people? It's the moon, okay? You travel 30 years across time, and all you can do is stand out here and scream about the moon coming up.
But you can see the man on the moon really good tonight.
Well, did he speak to you? Did he invite you up for a little bit of cheese? Did he blow fart bubbles out of his butt? Huh? Because if he didn't, then there really isn't any reason to be excited about the moon, is there?
Sorry, I'll never get excited again. Obviously. Wait! Can I ask you a question? Why does the moon get, like, orangey sometimes?
Because there is a band of, Just shut up and go to sleep, okay? Or better yet, go away!
I knew it! I got to be a guy who doesn't know anything! And who doesn't have a dog! John Jacob Jingle Armour Smith, that's my
Maybe Russ here can explain it a little bit better than I've been able to. Russ?
Here's how we see things, Mr. Vivian.
Call me Vivian.
Okay. Vivian, you're going public, you're making an IPO, your software is brilliant, and that's all great. But if you want to make Fortune 500, you have to understand that at a certain point, people are going to want to get a good look at you. And that's where things get a little dicey.
Dicey. That's right. Very, very dicey.
I don't see why I have to change a thing.
Okay. Let's look at this. You live in a cabin.
I won't cut my hair, and I won't shave my beard.
Let me give it to you straight, ZZ. If you want to ride your cow to farm aid, you don't have to change a thing. But if you want to make the front page of the Wall Street Journal, there is one thing you're going to have to change.
Someone you know?
What?
Friend of yours?
No. It's a little boy.
Hello?
I don't know any little kids.
I'm starving!
It's just tragic that parents would send their kids out to beg like that.
Very, very sad.
Can't believe it.
Roscoe! I'm hungry! Feed me! I'm hungry!
Will you excuse me for just a moment, please?
What are you doing here? I thought you disappeared.
I don't know how to disappear. I'm hungry.
Hello. I'm Amy. Who are you?
I'm Rusty.
And who is Rusty?
My nephew.
Your nephew?
Yes. My sister's kid.
The one who's going to college in the autumn?
No. The other one.
Melissa?
Yes, Amy.
This is Melissa.
No, it is the other one. The one she doesn't like to talk about.
Oh, I see. Which completely explains why you never told me about him.
Maybe I don't tell you everything.
So are you having fun with your uncle?
Not really. He made me sleep outside. He didn't give me any breakfast. And he doesn't have a dog.
That is a problem. You made him sleep outside?
He slept in a tent.
You got a tent?
It was his tent.
You didn't give him any breakfast.
You can stand to miss a meal.
Rusty, are you hungry?
Starved.
Let's go and get some bacon and eggs.
No. Rusty can't have bacon and eggs. I've got to get him back to his mom right now.
Don't forget Kenny's this afternoon. Bye, Rusty. Bye. Nice to meet you.
Get that moony look off your face.
I like that angel lady. That she likes dogs.
I don't know what's worse. The fact that I'm stuck with you or the idea that I don't know what to do about it.
Why don't we eat something?
Why? Because you don't know what to do? You just want to stuff your face?
No, because it says to, up there in the sky.
Okay. Why don't we eat something?
What can I get you? I'll have French toast, pancakes, and bacon.
Just bring him something healthy, okay?
Sorry, sir. We only serve starchy, sugary, salty food, high in fat and cholesterol. That tastes delicious. Comforts people deep down inside.
Okay, I'll have French toast, pancakes, and bacon.
You want a milkshake with that?
Chocolate, please. Extra whipped cream.
And for you?
You know, I think I just like the magic bean omelet.
Oh, did somebody not get their coffee today? I'm gonna go get it.
Well, maybe you can bring it before the diner disappears. What are you looking at, Sparky?
What are you doing here?
Having French toast, pancakes, and bacon.
That's not what I'm talking about. What did you come here for?
I don't know. Model airplane?
Well, you already got that. And we're still screwed up. We're even more screwed up than we were before. What am I going to do with you?
What do you want to do with me?
I want to put you on a diet, chubby.
Fix you up so you aren't such a pathetic loser.
This is what I do for a living, okay? Making people look good is what I do. The problem is, so much to do with you, I don't know where to start.
Well, I'd like to not get my butt kicked so much. Kids are always laughing at us. It sort of hurts my feelings.
Why didn't I think of this before? This is what you came for, okay?
I just gotta teach you how to fight. And by the way,
they're not laughing at us, they're laughing at you. When you get to be me, they laugh, they die.
They laugh, they die?
Yes.
Left, you die. Pow, pow. Pow, 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 pow. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow.
Okay, shut up.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I gotta pee. Are you sure you know someone who can teach me how to fight?
Yeah, I think I can find somebody.
Isn't it cool we both have to go at the same time?
Yes. I'll cherish this moment for a lifetime. Just go on, one more piece with this. Just one more piece.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Please tell me that's not...
Hey! 5 weeks away from defending your title. What are you doing eating pizza?
I'm a nervous eater. You'd be nervous, too, if you was getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be nervous that my bride would dump me because I'm a big, fat tub of lard.
Hi, Russ.
What is that? Is that 20 more pounds?
No.
Hey!
Damn, he won't even let you eat, huh?
Does he look like he needs any pizza?
Who is he?
This is Russ's nephew, Rusty.
Oh, I didn't know you had two nephews. Ah, look, baby, look.
Like Adonis.
Hey, Adonis. Adonis.
What?
Here's your boxing ring. I'll give Pudge Boy here some lessons. Maybe you could step in, show him a few moves.
Yeah, I would be glad to. That way, you can punch his lights out the next time he tries to call you Pudge Boy.
Groovy.
First things first. You trying to get knocked out or something? All right, well, then get your hands up then. You got to protect that chin. I pop you on that chin. That's it. Remember, this is number one. This is number two. You punch one, two. One, two. Go ahead, try it. One. That's it. Come on. Get out of the way.
Come on.
Good.
Come on.
You hit me.
Yes, unfortunately, I did hit you. But I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Or maybe I will.
Come on, fight. Yeah, come on. Come on, kid. Fight. Come on.
One, two.
Go on, Rusty. Punch his lights out.
Hey.
side do you want?
Throw it.
No.
Tyson, he's looking next. Bite his ear off. We don't hit him when they're down.
They hit me when I'm down.
Whoa! Who?
Kid at school.
Kid's having some trouble at school.
Well, why didn't you say that, Russ? Teaching the boy boxing, he don't need that. He needs street fighting. Why don't you show him that WWF scissors hold? Show him that one.
Here we go. Ready?
Whoa! Now that I can use.
Have you noticed how alike those two are?
Makes sense. They're related, right?
Suppose so.
Russ Durrett's office. How may I help you?
Yeah, it's me. What's up?
Oh, it's you. I hadn't heard from you in 4 hours. I assumed you were dead. Hey, how's Minnie you?
That's hilarious, Janet.
What's up?
You've got 19 messages last count. Do you want them?
Let me have them.
Let's see, Bob Riley. Bob Riley, I'm sure there's another one in here in just a second. Here's Bob Riley.
Hey! Hey, Amy! Where are you going?
My place is an ice cream theater.
Ice cream?
Bye! Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you our girlfriend?
That's a funny way of putting it.
Mostly, no.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you our nephew?
Mostly, no.
But you are related, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
How close?
Pretty.
How close is pretty close?
Pretty darn.
Oh my God.
Hi.
He's your son.
What?
He's your son. You have
hey,
a son.
Get off of me.
And all this time you never even breathed a word. And you're some deadbeat dad who had visitation rights today or something.
Amy, do you know how...
Who's the mother anyway? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I know. It's that Swedish chick, isn't it? Yeah, that Ingersborg or Smorgasbord or whatever her name is. Not that I care, of course, about who or where or what you do.
Amy, he is not Swedish.
And I'm not his son. Honest.
Then who are you? Russ? Because I've been watching the two of you together, and I swear to God, there's something very strange going on.
We have to tell her.
We are not going to tell her.
Tell me what?
Come on, do it!
Hey, zip it! We're not going to tell her, okay? Besides, she won't believe us anyway. She'll just think you take after me.
Then do the knuckle.
It's not going to convince her.
Then tell her something only I would know, and then she can ask me about the same thing, like Aunt Spazzy.
How is that going to work? Think about it.
Then show her the scar.
Anybody could have a scar.
What if it's a birthmark?
Well, that could be a coincidence, too.
I know she'll believe us.
She is not going to believe us.
I know she'll believe us.
She is not going to believe us.
She will.
She won't.
She will.
She won't.
She will.
Hey!
I wish I was standing on a carpet.
Told you.
Amy?
Mister. Aboard that ship in the...
Which process the potatoes into a variety of products.
Stop biting.
Leave me alone. I'm advertising terror and bewilderment.
Holy smokes. 99 channels and there's nothing on.
How... can this be?
I have no idea. Look at him. He's so embarrassing.
You're not embarrassing. You're adorable. Then. You're adorable then.
Stop picking!
Look at that haircut. Look like Herman's Hermits.
I speak like I got a mouthful of spit.
Of course you do.
Doesn't the fact that I'm a pathetic dweeb make you despise me?
No. Why? Do you despise you?
When I look at him, all I see are awful memories. Memories I've been spending most of my life trying to forget.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Kenny, nauseous about the wedding tomorrow? My God, the wedding tomorrow. Hang on a minute. The wedding tomorrow? What am I going to do with him?
Take him with us.
What? To an important event? Are you out of your mind? Take him with us? This is an important event with people who respect me. He's going to humiliate me.
Hey!
Ooh. Hey, I forbid you to bond with this boy. What, Kenny? Who got sick?
Thank goodness your nephew replaced little James. None of the other children was fat enough to fit this close.
So am I.
Amy, I have a question. A big one. Okay.
What about that pretty woman you came with today?
Me and Amy? Yeah, we work together. I've known her for a really long time.
I know we haven't known each other very long.
Don't worry about me. When I meet the right person, I'm sure I'll get around to asking.
In case I never get around to asking.
Somebody's making the move right now.
Amy? Will you marry me?
Okay, let's go.
Hey!
Let me go, you big jerk!
Wait,
a minute, stop. He asked me a question. Don't you want to know what I was going to say?
No.
No?
No. He had no right asking you what he did, okay? You and I aren't
even... Well, we are.
Since when?
M-Y-O-B.
What?
Mind your own beeswax. Do you or do you not want to know what I was going to say?
What were you going to say?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Try it again. Less practice indifference, more warmth.
What were you going to say?
What were you going to say?
So you want to know what I was going to say?
Take a walk.
I'm the one who asked her.
Just go away. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'll have to think about it.
Oh, really?
Yes, because impossibly what had previously seemed to me to be the worst idea in the universe has, over the last 12 hours, transmogrified into not such a terrible idea, opening up a very small window of opportunity for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Ah. And what if I didn't want to take advantage of this opportunity?
Part of you obviously wants to, and it is that part of you that is causing me to think about it. Are you asking me to think about it?
Wait, minute. You just wait. I'm gonna go get the valet, the car from the.
With chocolate cream pies as a way to say I'm sorry for what he claims is a simple case of miscommunication.
So you crawled through the dumpster behind the bar after I left. I shot that. I'm part of this. Tell me, do you know for certain that he turned the funds over, or is he maybe still sitting on them?
Poor little Amy. Mixed up with a rotten boss. Feels obligated to his clients. You know what the number one killer of young
men... Russ, the person I am pitying here is not me. Look, it's all my fault. I made the big, stupid mistake. I thought you'd change. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. Do you want to know what the saddest part of this whole thing is? It could have been great.
Blowing it. Russ, we've got to change.
We have to change. Now, it's pretty cool how we both have to.
Thank you.
It's our birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What happens next?
What do you mean?
I mean to me. Between being me and becoming you, what happens? Do I ever do anything right?
I'm sure you do. You do a lot of things right.
Like what?
Well, make it through grade school alive. Barely. In high school, while you're still a loser, you're no longer stupid. You work your butt off, and you get good grades. Very good grades. You end up winning a scholarship to UCLA.
I'm smart?
Very smart. But you're still a loser. Hop in. Scoot over. In college, things start to get a little bit better. Join the track team. Find a speech therapist. You continue to work your butt off. And you graduate at the top of your class. And you eventually go after a master's degree in business.
Where I worked my butt off.
Story of your life, kid. The good news is that while you are currently a pathetic dweeb, eventually you grow up to be me. A high-powered, affluent chick magnet.
Who doesn't have a dog or a chick?
Is that how you see me? Dogless, chickless guy?
With the twitch.
Right.
When do I get that?
I forget.
When do I learn how to drive?
When you're 16.
When do I get a car?
When you're 18.
When do I get a hickey?
When you're 17.
When do I find out what a hickey is?
Not tonight.
Ross?
Yeah, kid.
I get what you do now. I mean, I get what I do. When I grow up for a living, I figured out how to explain.
Let me hear it.
You help people lie about who they really are so that they can pretend to be someone else, right?
Yeah.
See? It's not hard to explain.
That's pretty good.
Good night, buddy.
Good night, kid.
This is ABC 7 Los Angeles. Now, Eyewitness News.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm Harold Green.
Good evening, y'all. I'm Deirdre LeFevre. Tonight's top story, another high-speed chase on a Los Angeles freeway, this time involving a mother of eight in a stolen minivan. The chase started about 8:30 this evening when police first noticed...
I know. Thanks, Don. See you tomorrow.
I heard the y'all. Works.
Well, it's Mr. Image Consultant. So? What do you think? Don't tell me. My hair's still too big.
No, it looks good. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? Come from strangers and all that?
If what you're telling me is true, that has got to be the strangest thing I've ever heard. It makes perfect sense to me. Why wouldn't your 8-year-old self time travel here to give you a hand? I mean, you're obviously in trouble. He'd straighten you out.
You think he's here to straighten me out?
Oh, of course. You didn't think it was the other way around, did you? Maybe he's here for you to teach him some things. But maybe he's here for you to remember some things. Ever thought about that?
Not until just now, no.
Darling, look. You're turning 40 tomorrow. You haven't acquired a single thing of real value in your life. And no, money doesn't count. You're virtually friendless. You barely talk to your family. And you've just lost the only woman in the world who's ever meant anything to you.
Who, Amy? Please. Look, she's not the only woman in the world, okay? She works for me. She's neurotic. She bites her nails. Nail, This one.
Excuse me, while he's getting a clue, could I get a warm-up, please? Thank you. Okay, don't stop. Go on. What's it like?
Keeps asking about his future. My past. I haven't really told him much.
Good.
Good? You think that's good? Why? What would you do?
If little Deirdre was suddenly here... bursting out of her St. Mary's uniform, asking me what comes next?
Yeah.
I'd say, baby, don't you worry about a thing. Everything's just going to be great. I mean, how many of us turn out the way we think we will when we're kids, really? I mean, how many of us grow up to be astronauts or prima ballerinas? We just all do the best we can. Time for me to take Big Deirdre home. You know, if you want to learn about your childhood, it seems like you're online with a pretty good source, you know what I mean?
Yes, I am. Deirdre, thanks for taking the time to help.
Well, don't ever stop asking for help, right? You just might get it.
Thanks.
You take care.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
So late.
It's okay, Russ. I think you'll recover.
I just want you to cancel all my appointments tomorrow and move them to Friday.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, you've got it.
No, wait. There is something else. I want you to find out why the full moon looks orange sometimes when it rises.
Okay, sure.
Thanks, Janet. Good night. Hey, kid. Rusty. Hi. Want to help me with something? I think it might get you back to your time.
Sure.
Good.
Anything about me?
Yeah. Anything that'll take me back.
You know how I like to find caterpillars and put them in jars and feed them? And watch them make cocoons?
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, they break out and it's really cool.
Not a clue. But keep going. Tell me some more stuff.
Remember last summer at Gilson's birthday party when I got Parmesan cheese stuck up my nose? Got any sixes?
Nope. Go fish. Got any fours?
Negative. Go fish. Got any sevens?
Tell me some more about Dad.
Sometimes... he lets me help him work on the car. But if I do something wrong, he yells at me. Sometimes he buys me ice cream afterwards. But still, I don't like messing up. Like last week, I lost the screw. I was afraid to tell him. I found it later on in my pocket. Look, I still have it. To give it back to him. 79s? She was so much better than Mr. Lupus. He had that purple bump on his face.
I don't remember the bump guy. What grade was that?
How come you're asking me all this stuff?
Because I'm forgetting something. I'm forgetting this one event that meant something to me. And if I can remember that one thing, maybe I can get you home.
Are you sure it's not the purple bump?
It's not the bump, kid.
It was a pretty big bump.
Tell me more about second grade.
Why? Nobody had a bump in second grade. My best friend was Tim Wheaton until a few months ago. Remember him?
No, I don't.
His house smells like fish sticks.
No.
Well, he was my best friend until he started hanging out with Vince and these other creepy guys. He'd throw a rock at me and we haven't been friends since then.
He threw a rock at us?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Those guys get together every recess in the corner of the playground yard where they like to pick on kids.
Back behind the kindergarten.
Yeah, where the yard monitor can't see you.
Where that big sliding board is?
Yeah, the real Yukon, you're remembering.
Go on, don't stop.
There's four of them, and if they don't like you, they make your life a nightmare. And the worst thing about them is they're really mean to animals, especially this one three-legged dog.
Tripod! Tripod! The dog's name is Tripod! I know the dog's name! I know everything, kid! I know why you're here! This is the event! Vince Kaczynski, the fight! The fight! It was my 8th birthday. It was 32 years ago. Today. No doubt about it, kid. What time's recess?
10:30.
Hang on, kid. We got 15 minutes to change our life. Okay, now listen. This is going to happen real fast. You got to remember what Kenny told you, all right? 1-2, 1-2. Keep your head down. Keep swinging. Be a lot bigger. Here's what I remember. Some really bad guys tie up that three-legged dog Tripod, and when you try to stop them, you get really thrashed.
Oh, no. Do I save them?
No. You go down after only one punch, thereby solidifying your reputation as a loser for the next 8 years all the way through high school and ruining our lives from that moment on.
Oh, holy smokes.
Any second now, Vince Kaczynski and his cohorts are going to come around that corner.
Look, there they are.
Hey, Boo!
They're going to say something to you to get you to come over there. But once you get back there, they have Tripod tied up. Any questions?
Yeah. What's the cohort?
Hey, Rusty, come over here! It's your birthday, right? We got a present for you.
Look, kid. You don't have to do this at all. You don't have to fight today.
No. If I don't go against them today, I'll have to fight tomorrow or the next day. And today, you're here with me.
That's right. I'm here with you today.
I can do this.
You can do it. Don't be afraid.
Here I come!
Right here.
Took you so long.
Come on, Randy. I can't find. Come on, man. Yeah, hurry up. Hurry. Right. Come on, we're out.
dog's worthless. You'll see him run. Light the firecrackers.
Let the dog go. You guys are dirtbags.
What'd you call it?
Dirtbag!
Good shot, Hooligan.
What a go. Oh, that's how it's gonna be.
One! Oh, holy smokes! You did it!
Yabba-dabba-do
is right. You won the fight. You really did it. You won the fight.
I did it. That's all. I did what I had to do. Everything's going to be different now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, that is all. Yes. That's all right. What?
It's not over. This gets worse, kid. Much worse.
What are you talking about? I won the fight.
It wasn't the fight. That wasn't it. It's not over.
Ice on the ice, son.
Mr. Branch, I put all the reports on your desk.
Mom, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry you had to come in, Mrs. Dorrit. We all know you haven't been well.
Please, don't punish him, Mr. Branch. It's his birthday today.
Mom, Daddy.
Gloria, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind?
I'm fine.
You stay there.
It's not your fault. Dad
was just saying those things because he's scared. Because he knows that he has to raise you alone. He doesn't know how to do it.
Well, you never cried.
Not since my 8th birthday. Guess I'm starting up again.
Come.
I just figured out where I got that twitch from.
Somebody called the ambulance.
Yeah. Gonna need him now, huh? Some of yours.
Hey!
Hey!
Don't seem all that mad.
About what?
I wouldn't change anything.
Like the fact that we're still gonna have to fight Vince Kaczynski every week all through grade school?
Yeah.
And it will still be ugly through high school?
But not stupid.
Not stupid. And that we spend our college years as a chickless, dogless jerk with a twitch?
Still not have a family when we're 40.
Well, what's done is done.
Yeah.
But hey, this is our birthday, okay? Happy birthday, kid.
See you, kid.
Chester, come on, boy.
Did you hear what he just called his dog?
Chester. Like the old plane? Yeah. You did all this. You put that plane on my doorstep. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a particularly nice touch. Yeah, it was. I bet you got a lot of questions. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. Got 30 years to figure them out. Right now, I gotta go. Family's waiting.
Did you see our family?
Yeah.
That old lady looked familiar.
I thought so too. Let us go. Kid. Bye, kid.
I'm here. Russ? Russ?
Hi, Jan. I'm back here. I'll be on in a second.
Hey, a couple of questions. Why am I not at the office? Why are you not at the office? And where have you been?
Call my dad?
Yes, I told him you'd be there Sunday to help him move. He almost had a heart attack, if that was your intention.
What about the plane tickets to Hawaii?
I booked them, 2 first-class seats. You leave at 2.
Thank you. Got a pen? Change these names on here. Use my credit card.
Russ! I love it. I love it.
Aloha,
I love
Janet.
It. I love it. I love Hawaii. I love Hawaii.
Face again. around it. Honey, I can stand up and face the world. Let me tell you, your love keep on lifting me. Oh,